Hello, welcome to the Word of Life podcast. How have you been? We are already in the month of August. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My prayer for you is that in this month of August, you will experience glory. You will experience God's mercy like never before. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you will walk in the perfect will of God for your life with all the blessings of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Today in the Rhapsody of Realities, Pastor Chris is saying, His strength for your weakness. Hallelujah. And the scripture is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Hallelujah. Pastor says, as you serve the Lord, you should know that he never allows you to burn out or wear out. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He renews your strength. Isaiah chapter 40. Verses 30 to 31 puts it beautifully. It says, Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Thank you, Lord Jesus. They shall mount up with wings as eagle. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Did you hear that? If you wait upon the Lord, if you have fellowship with the Lord, you will never be weary. Hallelujah. You will never faint in life. And Pastor says the Hebrew word translated renew above literally means to bring back to life. The picture is of an axed tree that's expected to die but suddenly revives. Hallelujah. It's a kind of transformation where death is replaced with a new life. Weakness is replaced with strength. Hallelujah. One of its synonyms is substitute or exchange. Thus, your weakness is exchanged for his strength. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Did you hear that? It's like a dead tree coming back to life. That's the way the Lord renews us. That means we can never be weak. We can never be discouraged in our life when we fellowship with the Holy Spirit, when we wait upon the Lord. Pastor says, No wonder Paul in Colossians chapter 1 verse 29 said, Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. So it's about his divine strength at work in you. Also, in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 5 to 6, he said, Our competence, in Greek it's called ikonotos, our competence, the ability with which we function as able ministers of the gospel is divine and not human. Hallelujah. Did you hear that? Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 5 to 6, He's saying that his ability is divine. It's not just human hard work. It's divine. He said, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament. Hallelujah. This is God's plan. He gives power and strength to the weak. According to Isaiah chapter 40 verse 29. With him, you will never run out of might and inspiration. It brings to mind the words of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Did you hear that? You will never lose inspiration. Walk with the Lord. Fellowship with Him. You'll never be discouraged in your life. Never, not a single day, not a single moment. Hallelujah. What a joyful life. What an exciting life. Pastor says, as a laborer with the Lord, working for and together with Him, there's a renewal of your strength. You're constantly refreshed and rejuvenated by the Spirit of God to be a fire, inspired and full of joy as you serve Him. Be conscious of this. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And this is one of the reasons you must be filled with the Holy Spirit every day. By singing to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, fellowshipping with the Lord, you'll always be strengthened. Hallelujah. Never forget that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You can take this confession after me and say these words. Blessed be God. I am constantly refreshed and rejuvenated by the Spirit of God, inspired and full of joy to serve the Lord. I am strong in the grace of Jesus Christ, competent and ready for every good work. He is the strength of my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You can take these scriptures as part of your further study. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 29, Psalm 103 verses 1 to 5, and Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16. Hallelujah.
And if you've listened to this article, but you have not accepted the Lord Jesus into your heart, but you see, when you accept the Lord Jesus today, your life will never be the same. Glory to God. You'll be a brand new man as Jesus by His Spirit comes to dwell in you. He'll begin to align you according to His Word. You'll begin to enjoy this life. Hallelujah. Would you accept what He's done for you today? And say this simple word of prayer with me, meaning every word from the bottom of your heart. Just say, Oh Lord God, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who I believe died for me, who I believe you raised from the dead for me. I accept him today as the Lord of my life. From this day forward, I receive eternal life through Him and in His name. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations. If you said that word of prayer, this means that you now belong to the family of God. Let us know so we can send you useful materials that can help you as you grow in the Lord. You can find our email address in any of our podcast notes. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for listening today. Don't forget to comment, like and share this podcast with your loved ones. Till next time, keep speaking forth faith-filled words to change your world forever. Amen. God bless you.